equals UTF minus 8 greater than 3 days in Rome. What to see? The LCN firm blog about us disclaimer privacy policy. The LCN firm terms and conditions. Contact us 3 days in Rome. What to see? 3 days in Rome. What to see? Are you planning to travel to Rome? Exploring such a captivating city in a brief period can be overwhelming, especially if you're hoping to experience as much as possible. Fortunately, with our expert advice, you can make the most out of 3 days in Rome. A 3-day visit to Rome is a short but impactful experience that will leave you in awe of this ancient metropolis. Rome is more than just a city. It is a living and breathing masterpiece that deserves admiration and reflection. This article aims to offer tips on how to make the most out of your short trip to Rome, while still being able to appreciate the city's true essence, no matter the season. We will provide you with an itinerary that suits your preferences, allowing you to experience the trip with a sense of wonder and love for the eternal city, where every corner holds a surprise. Yes, I have finally arrived to this capital of the world. I now see all the dreams of my youth coming to life. Only in Rome is it possible to understand Rome. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, 3 Days in Rome Itinerary. Rome embodies not only a name, but also the rich and enduring history of a civilization that has withstood the test of time on its 7 hills. These hills, Aventine, Esquiline, Caelian, Palatine, Quirinal, Viminal, and Capitoline, form the structural and cultural heart of the city, home to iconic landmarks such as the Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Trevi Fountain, the Imperial Forums, and St. Peter's Basilica. The name, Rome, is not only significant, but also colorful, much like the diverse and vibrant people who call it home. Dubbed Caput Mundi, Rome is not only one of the most beautiful cities in Italy, but also one of the most historically important, drawing in countless tourists year-round. Despite the city's size, it is entirely possible to explore its essence on foot in just a few days. The Urba invites visitors to traverse its streets and admire its beauty, walking along the famous San Pietrini paving stones. Both the historic center and the areas around Piazza del Campidoglio and Piazza Venezia are easily accessible on foot. Arriving in Rome is also hassle-free, with a variety of transportation options available from Termini Station or the airport. To make the most of your stay, it is recommended to book a hotel or B&B in a central location, such as near Termini Station, for easy access to the city center. 3 Days in Rome. Day 1 Itinerary. Upon arrival in Rome, drop off your luggage at the hotel and head straight to the historic center. From Roma Termini train station, take the metro and hop on the A and B lines to reach the Colosseum stop. The Colosseum is a must-see monument and the perfect place to start your Roman adventure. Built in 753 BC, this Flavian amphitheater is not only visually stunning but also rich in Roman history. It was the largest amphitheater in the world, hosting free shows with gladiators, competitions, and exotic animals. After exploring the Colosseum, take a walk to the Roman Forum and the Imperial Forums. These archaeological sites offer a glimpse into ancient Rome's center for commerce, politics, and religion. From there, use Google Maps to navigate your way to Altare della Patria, an imposing monument with great symbolic value. Take the opportunity to visit the terrace and capture a magnificent view of Rome. Before moving on, indulge in some traditional Roman cuisine. Consult TripAdvisor to find a good trattoria near you and taste the famous pasta alla carbonara. Don't forget to try some supplì, a tasty appetizer that won't weigh you down. Continue your journey to Piazza del Campidoglio, a square located on one of Rome's 7 hills. Marvel at Michelangelo's masterpiece and visit the City Hall of Rome and the Capitoline Museums. Take a break and enjoy an espresso coffee or treat yourself to a maritozzo with cream to recharge your energy. The Pantheon is your next stop, a temple dedicated to the deities of pantheism founded in 27 BC. Admire its splendor and the beauty of the piazza. End your day at Piazza Navona, a beautiful square that will make all the walking worthwhile. Remember to wear comfortable shoes and enjoy the sights, sounds, and tastes of Rome. Rome by night. 3 days in Rome. Looking for something to do in Rome during the night? Why not treat yourself to a delicious dinner featuring the city's unique cuisine? Make sure to try the pizza, a regional take on pizza that is thin, crunchy, and made with a special local dough. With so many options available on TripAdvisor, you're sure to find a restaurant that's conveniently located near your accommodation. 3 days in Rome. Day 2 Itinerary. Best things to do in Rome in 3 days. On the second day of our Rome visit, let's explore some of the renowned destinations. Our recommended route is to take the Ottaviano-bound Metro A. This way, you can explore St. Peter's Basilica, Vatican Museums, and other captivating spots that pique your interest. Raphael's Rooms and the Immaculate Sistine Chapel are the must-see attractions that will undoubtedly leave you awestruck. Marvel at Michelangelo's depiction of the exquisite scenes from Genesis. Don't forget to grab an amazing all-inclusive ticket. 3 days in Rome, Day 3. This is your third and last day in Rome, we don't want to stress you out. So, let's start our itinerary at Santa Maria Maggiore, which retains its early Christian architecture. You can reach it from the Cavour metro station. Legend has it that the Virgin Mary inspired its construction on the Esquiline Hill, appearing in a dream to the Pope of the time, Liberius. Continuing to admire the beauty of the capital, you will arrive at the Quirinal, the official residence of the President of the Italian Republic and the former residence of the Popes. A few steps from there you will find the magnificent Trevi Fountain. We talked about it a lot in our dedicated article. It really deserves a lot and is one of the most poetic places in Rome. Walk further and you will find before your eyes the beautiful Piazza di Spagna with the legendary Via Condotti. We have the Barcaccia Fountain, the symbol of the piazza, of unique beauty built in the mid-16th century and renovated only a few years ago, one of the most significant works of Bernini. We recommend that you climb Piazza di Spagna steps, you will have a magnificent view. To avoid overwhelming you, we would like to highlight some other attractions for you to consider during your stay. Pincio Terrace Trastevere Borghese Gallery Piazza del Popolo The Circus Maximus Foro Borio The Orange Garden. The bottom line about 3 days in Rome. To conclude your day, we recommend exploring the enchanting Trastevere neighborhood, a truly exceptional area waiting to be uncovered. Explore the art and gastronomic stores in Trastevere is an unforgettable experience, as it is one of the most stunning neighborhoods in Rome. You can relish a delectable dinner and savor something that particularly inspires you, also a delicious Italian gelato. In conclusion, we sincerely hope you have enjoyed our suggested itinerary 3 days in Rome. What to see and make the most of your stay in the city. For more travel guide, keep follow our blog and discover our LCN app. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, Reddit, Ars About Us, Disclaimer, Privacy Policy, the LCN FRIM Terms and Conditions, Contact Us. Copyright 2023, the LCN Firm, Inc. All rights reserved. Home Newest. Empowerment Psychology Therapy Technology Fitness Grooming Skincare Services XX.